Broadway, musicals are often big and splashy, with glittering spectacle, dancers by the dozens, and often a falling chandelier or a low-hanging helicopter. Musicals can be small, though. Not in ambition, but in size and scope. Last weekend, two intimately scaled musicals opened in Sonoma County. One, Sycon and Amy Merrill's Silver Spoon, is a worthy work in progress employing original tunes written by a folk singing legend. The other, The Marvelous Wonderettes, rides a wave of misty nostalgia generated by the hit parade of classic pop rock tunes that forms its musical foundation. Created by Roger Bean, Wonderettes first appeared about 12 years ago, becoming a popular off-Broadway hit on the power of its classic girl group musical energy. It just opened a four-weekend run at Santa Rosa's 6th Street Playhouse. As blasts from the past go, this wistful romp through the radio hits of the 50s and 60s couldn't be much blastier. Wisely putting its emphasis on the music rather than the plot, because there really isn't one, director Craig Miller and musical director Janice Dunstan Wilson have cast four leading ladies who obviously get the visual and musical style, right down to their syncopated rock-foursome choreography, which they perform with just a touch of campy charm. Betty Jean, Susie, Cindy Lou, and Missy are high school seniors, best friends whose bond begins to break when they form a one-night-only girl group to entertain the crazy kids at their 1958 senior prom. As the first act skips and hops through hits like Mr. Sandman, Goodnight Sweetheart, and Lollipop, the cast, a well-chosen Sherry Hopkinson, Julianne Lawrenson, Ashley Rose McKenna, and Katie Veal, show that they really know how to sing these tunes. After the intermission, the action jumps 10 years ahead to 1968, resuming at the class of 1958's 10-year high school reunion, where the still-splintered Wonderettes, one of them extremely pregnant, have reluctantly reformed the group, now taking on hits like Respect, Leader of the Pack, and Son of a Preacher Man. As a play, The Marvelous Wonderettes is a pretty good concert, the very definition of a jukebox musical. But as slight and fluffy and sort of meaningless as it is, loaded with groaner jokes and audience participation, this one is, after all is sung and done, easy to like and sweetly charming. The other new show, Silver Spoon, runs through May 5th at Main Stage West in Sebastopol. In a way, the two shows kind of work as a pair. A romantic musical comedy about the labor movement of the early 1960s, the action of Silver Spoon takes place in the years between the Wonderettes' two time-jumping acts. Like Wonderettes, there are four members of the cast: Peter Warden, Heather Lane, John Craven, and Karen Pinamaki. The best part of the show is the tunes by Kahn, a lifelong union activist and singer-songwriter. The story, less engaging than it could be and in need of some strengthening, follows the rocky love connection between an idealistic young union worker leading a national grape boycott and the granddaughter of the wealthy union buster whose grocery market chain has been seriously impacted by the boycott. Directed by Beth Craven with musical direction by Dave McNabb, the show meanders a bit and occasionally loses the love story focus. But as a primer of the history of organized labor, one with some strong images and a powerful dose of social consciousness, Silver Spoon does work well when it works. The Marvelous Wonderettes runs through May 13th at the 6th Street Playhouse. Visit 6thstreetplayhouse.com. Silver Spoon runs through May 5th at Main Stage West, mainstagewest.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB. I call him Lollipop, Lollipop, Lollipop.